Hello and welcome to our on-demand webinar, Protecting Your Business and Those Who Depend Upon You. Thank you for taking the time to view this today. Professional Insurance Programs, a division of WDA Insurance and Services Corp, has teamed up with David Dorley and the Guardian Life Insurance Company to bring you this exclusive webinar series. Continuing to share information, whether in person or virtually, is a core component of our mission at WDA Insurance and Services Corp. Today, David Dorley, Director of Disability and a partner of Professional Insurance Programs, will be discussing disability protection for yourself, your business, and your employees. He has 17 years' experience working with individuals and is our specialist in the field.
Thank you, Marilyn. Appreciate the introduction and welcome everybody to our next webinar, and hopefully we get some good information out of this. So, today I wanted to talk about protecting your business and those who depend on you. As many business owners know, the business provides the lifeblood and financial engine for many families, as well as employees that work for the business. And we're going to take a view at what the business owner's risks are and also those that depend on the business. So let's dive in. Wanted to look at a business in a different way. And the business, in most cases, many business owners, if they really dig down to it, the business provides the income not only for them and their family, but also for the employees that they rely upon that make the business a success. And we wanted to take a little deeper look at that. And many of the business owners that we interact with, giving them an understanding of what the different risks are that they face. And one of the things that we want to just foundationally discuss is the ways that income could go to zero. There are three ways. And the first would be becoming sick or hurt. The second would be dying. And the second would be losing your job or professional license. And the one piece today that we wanted to discuss in detail would be if you were unable to practice in your business or run your business, how would that look for your business? How would the bills get paid? How would the employees get paid? And so if we look at the things that do cause business owners to become sick or hurt or disabled, as it says on the slide here, we want to make sure that it's clear that the majority of disabilities are generally going to be due to illness that we experience. And so it's kind of ironic that the slide here does show somebody in a sling, but generally an illness that's either progressive or ongoing that could cause somebody to not be able to work for a short period of time or an extended period of time is much more common than an injury. And so we wanted to dive into that a little bit and discuss or examine how your business would actually fare. Would you be able to provide ongoing services to your customers or patients that depend on you? And then furthermore, not only that, but how would the day-to-day expenses such as rent, utilities, and salaries? Salaries is the largest line item that we see that business owners face. And those are the key assets of the business that make doing business possible, is providing those services from the employees that are employed by the business to your patients or customers. And so if a disability were to strike, there are solutions that are available to mitigate that risk. And we wanted to take a look at some of the different products or items that could address these things. And so the first priority that when we do speak with our business owner clients is protecting your paycheck, first of all. So a business owner's paycheck, the skills that they've developed through the years to generate personal income are vital. And so our first step would be to provide personal income protection to the business owner. But shortly after that, we know that business owners' businesses are very dear to their heart and near to their heart, and their employees in many cases are very, very vital to them personally and from a business standpoint. So we want to look at how do we How does the business look? Should the business owner become sick or hurt after we address the personal income protection via personal disability insurance? How does the business continue to run? How do they sign those paychecks that go out to their employees that provide the services for their business? And what are some of the solutions that we could look at to mitigate that risk? Okay. So the businesses that we interact with, in most cases, they have overhead expenses to some extent. And the biggest one, as mentioned before, is payroll, rent, utilities. All of these items need to continue getting paid, whether the business owner is sick or hurt or working full time. And so overhead expense disability insurance, although that may sound like a fancy insurance word, it's really, if we think of it as a, in the terms of practice value or business value preservation insurance. So what it allows the business owner to do is to continue and maintain continuity of the business by being able to pay their rent, being able to being reimbursed so that if there is a disability that the business owner experiences and their productive inputs to the business are unavailable for a period of time, that the rent, the utilities, and those paychecks can get signed so that their employees that are vital to the business don't go elsewhere and can continue providing services to the business. An additional item that's not listed here that's really important is there are features in practice overhead or business overhead expense policies that provide funds to allow a professional replacement to come into the business for a period of time and pay them a salary to provide those services in your absence. The second item here is business loan protection. So most business owners do have some sort of equipment lease or practice loan or business loan to purchase the business or real estate loans to operate the business. There are policies that we can actually tailor to paying that loan should the owner become sick or hurt. The loan would continue to get paid in their absence for a period of time up to at least 15 years while the business owner would be recovering. Now, most disabilities do not last 15 years. The business owner would probably be presented with a decision on whether they're going to sell the business or transition the business to somebody else. But while that disability is taking place, the loans can be paid, the rent can be paid, and those paychecks can be signed to retain those key employees. The next item is, as business owners work in their business and provide the valuable services to their clients, they tend to have certain people, and we're very lucky when this happens, is somebody kind of rises to the top as a key person that's integral to the operation of the business. And so there are forms of coverage that in the event that key employee were unable to work or become sick or hurt, that key person coverage can become a valuable asset to the business to provide funds to the business should that key employee not be able to work for a period of time. And so it could be an office manager, it could be a key person in the business that provides services to your patients or clients on an ongoing basis. And if you were to lose them, these types of coverages could provide the business with very vital funds to continue operating the business or to go out and recruit and hire a replacement while your employee recovers. Most businesses are independently owned or single owner businesses, but there are a lot of businesses as well that have partnerships, whether that's a 50-50 partnership or multiple partners in a business. And there are forms of insurance. Generally, a shareholder agreement would be executed upon the outset of the business. And the shareholder agreement is going to contain provisions for, in most cases, when the attorneys draft those agreements, they're going to have provisions for death, disability, divorce, retirement, whether voluntary or involuntary, or loss of a professional license. And those are what we would call triggers that we as insurance professionals keep an eye out for in shareholder agreements to see which of those triggers we can fund in order to offload that risk from the business. So disability, in many cases, disability buyout is a form of coverage that provides funds to either the practice or the partner in order to purchase the shares of the partner that becomes disabled. So in the event that partner A is continuing to work in a practice and partner B becomes sick or hurt and can't operate in a practice, partner B is entitled to the funds in return for releasing his or her shares to the corporation or to the partner. And so that can be done in a number of ways. It can be either done through installment payments through the practice or securing credit from an outside lender, or you can purchase insurance to offload that risk from an insurance standpoint. So most of the times we do encourage the business owner to evaluate the viability of practice disability buyout protection, because if there were a business owner that's disabled, one of the partners, most lenders are not excited about lending money to a practice that has that owner that has become sick or hurt in a business that may not be a good risk profile for the lender. And so we can take that risk off the table and purchase disability buyout protection. So that provides the funds to either the business in the event of an entity purchase type of agreement, or to the partner in the event of a cross purchase agreement. And so for more information on that, Jacob Rehm, I know, knows quite a bit about these topics and can be of great value to discussing these things. And so disability insurance is also available. In many cases, we can secure substantial discounts in the event that an owner purchases disability and maybe offers it to two or more additional employees. We can secure discounts. And so I would encourage anybody interested in this to investigate that. And that, again, is something that Jake and his team is very familiar with, designing that and finding the optimal design for an owner, and then maybe adding some smaller policies to the option for disability insurance under an employer paid type of arrangement, where we can secure 25% discounts with some companies, or gender neutral rates, which is very favorable for especially the female professionals that we work with. And so what we'd encourage you to think about is the thinking about those different ways that income could go to zero, one of them becoming sick or hurt or becoming disabled, and how that would affect yourself, your business, and your employees. And so a short examination of this, or just a discussion with Jake and his team, could be very valuable. And in many cases, we can offload substantial risk by taking a close look at this. So I would thank you for your time. Certainly reach out for any questions to Jake, whose information is right here on the screen on the final slide. But thank you for your time. Have a great day.